Hey everybody, it's Dan, and in this video I want to talk to you about mental health tips while you're stuck in lockdown. So look, if you want to grow your wealth, your income, and increase the amount of time off, then these are the shortcuts that can help. Welcome to the Wealth Creation Podcast. Hey everybody, it's Dan. So hope you're well. I know in the UK you're in lockdown, but maybe you're watching this video or listening to the podcast out of lockdown. But these tips are going to help you on that anyway. So let's crack on and share them. So the first one is that oftentimes when I feel down, and everybody feels down by the way, so that's fine. But when I do it, and often I can't see anything positive, or I feel pessimistic about the future. And so the way to turn that around is to feel more optimistic about the future. Putting that in place can be really difficult, because when you feel pessimistic, the last thing you want to do is feel optimistic. You know, when you're in a grump, it's really hard getting out of that grump. You just feel grumpy, and you're happy in that space, and you don't want to even move out of that space, even though you might have some of the tools. And so sometimes it's just a case of doing the little things that can help you move along out of that negative space. So one of the things that you can do is you should have your goals for 2021, and you should have them written down on a piece of paper. I've got mine printed out, it's next to my desk, and every single day I'm looking at my goals, because the work that I do that day or the following week or the following month is all surrounded or based upon what my goals are telling me that I want to achieve. I've written these goals, I want to achieve them, and sometimes the actions that I take are not moving me closer to those goals, they're actually moving me further away. Sometimes I feel down, sometimes I feel negative, and so I've got to turn that around so then I look at my goals, they're on my desk, they're easily accessible, I see them every single day, and I go, okay, 15% body fat, that's one of my targets. What can I do today? I've just had McDonald's, by the way, so I'm moving away from my goal there. But what can I do to move me closer towards it? And it's like, well, you need to go to the gym, you need to go run, you need to eat better, you need to make sure you've got enough food in, enough of the right foods in, I should say, to eat properly. The McDonald's thing was just because my wife is in school, they only have cold meals, there's no heating on, she's freezing cold. I'm like, let me just bring you a McDonald's to make you feel a bit better. So that's why, that's my excuse. So keeping your goals on your desk, keeping them close at hand, and then when you go, oh, and you know, we all feel this, oh, I don't know what to do today, life's so bad, and so on, right? We all feel like that from time to time. But knowing that you can just reach for your goals, and you can go, okay, what's the income goal? What's the podcasting goal? I've got a goal on podcasts in terms of the number of podcasts that I want to create in 2021. I can look at that and go, okay, I need to record another podcast, I'm behind, or I'm ahead, let's get even further ahead, whatever that needs to be. So keeping your goals close at hand, that's tip number one. Tip number two is fresh air of some kind. And obviously if you're in lockdown, that can be quite hard. Get yourself a dog, get yourself somebody else's dog, go and exercise, go for a walk, go for a run, go canoeing, go swimming in the freezing cold sea. Whatever it takes, join a running club, if that's allowed, of course. But you need some kind of fresh air. You know, one of my problems that I have on a daily basis, I won't say daily basis, a weekly basis, I would say, it happens maybe once a week, definitely once a month, but it happens at least once a week, is that I work at home on my own all day, every day, apart from the dogs. And sometimes I feel like I'm just sat at my desk and working. And one of the things that really helps me out of that is putting the leads on the dog and going and taking the dogs out for a walk. I mean, sometimes they drive me nuts, you know, like three or four poos for two dogs on one walk. I mean, come on, guys. But it gets me out. And, it, you know, where we walk down by the beach and there's the Mediterranean Sea and it's freezing cold, but it's fine. We're wrapped up warm and it just gets me out and you're talking to the dogs. Getting that fresh air, what it does is it gives you a different outlook on life. It gives you a different viewpoint, a different perception, different environment. And it's changing up.
Because while you're in lockdown, let's face it, those four walls are closing in, and it definitely feels like those four walls are closing in. You've got to do something. If the golf course is open, go play golf. It doesn't matter if you've never played golf before. That's not why you're doing it. You know, you're doing it to go out and try and get some fresh air, get a different perspective on life. And honestly, I've literally just had the conversation on WhatsApp with a friend of mine. The basketball courts have just closed now. And he's like, oh, should we go play golf? And I'm like, I'm dreadful at golf. You know, there's it's another four-letter word and a good walk ruined. I'm sure you've heard those jokes before. But it doesn't matter. It's about going out and just seeing the world from a different perspective. Now, what's interesting about that from my point of view is I learn lessons on everything. You know, I have ridden a horse, but I'm not an expert by any stretch. I'm not even an expert. I'm not even a beginner. I'm before a beginner. I've just happened to have ridden a horse. But getting on a horse, I will learn so much about life just from that. Going and playing golf, I will learn something new about life. There's a guy on a quad bike here. If I went and hired a quad bike for a couple of hours, that would teach me something else about life. There are lessons everywhere and different perspectives for you to take on board. And so I'm just seeing if you can see him in the rear view, but he's behind me. I don't think you can see him. But there are all sorts of different ways of getting yourself out there, and that's something you've got to do. Number three, and this will be the third one now, is to speak to people more regularly outside your normal network. Now, sometimes, so for example, I live at home with my wife and kid. I've got another two kids in the UK, one of which I speak to on a regular basis. I've got a couple of specific friends or colleagues that I speak to almost on a daily basis. And it's fine having those in place, great. But what I'm saying here is that you should actually have somebody else. And not just a somebody, many somebodies. People who you don't get to speak to. Just go and have a random chat. Just get a completely different perspective on life, the universe and everything, and see how they see the world. It could be someone, you know, like a mortgage broker. Go and have a chat with a mortgage broker. Go and do a podcast interview with somebody on equity release, if it's one of the things I need to do. Go and do a video call with a group of people. Go have a wine tasting. Where each person has a bottle of wine, they talk about the wine. Basically, it's an excuse to get drunk, but that's okay. Just, you've got to find different ways of doing different things to get yourself involved. Because if not, the routine and the four walls will start closing in on you. And you've got to mix it up. So you're changing your environment physically, you're changing your environment from the people that you're hanging around with, and you're maintaining the focus on the goals that you want to achieve through the first step in this three-step format. So look, I hope that's useful for you. I hope that's something that you can implement yourselves. Let me know, put it in the box down below, and let me know how that goes. And we'll speak to you on the next video. My name's Dan Latto. Take care.
Hey, it's Dan here. Thank you for listening. Really appreciate each and every one of you. Please click like or subscribe to the entire podcast.